Okay, I'm going to read another poem from Can Can. What will I read? Okay. Oh yes, I wanted to read this one again. This is a collaborative work, and it's again by two poets who can't be here because they're thousands of miles away. And it's by Stephanie Bryant Anderson and Jamie Shea. It's called The Apple Polisher, and it's really creepy. The Apple Polisher. He collects photographs, his women twisted in pearls, biting apples. They cup their hands and he drinks from their tiny coffins. His vampire jaws salivate like split plums as he lifts Lazarus dead into his palm. His eye is a stone egg that lies and lies and lies. His wife dips her toes in red for the last time. The Apple Polisher there by Stephanie Bryant Anderson and Jamie Shea. The next poet I'd like to welcome hasn't actually got a poem in Can Can. He reviewed a CD for us, and he's from Waterford. His dad knows Mick Corrigan. And he's got his first collection out with Knives, Forks and Spoons Press. It's called Soma Sema. So I'd like to welcome David Toms.
Thanks very much. This is a bit strange, but something that Mick might recognise, three short ones and a large one. I just got three or four poems and I hope you like them. They're all from Soma Sema, and yeah, I reckon they're alright. Anyway, so I'll shut up babbling on and I'll just read some poems. So the first one is called It Is This, and it's quite short. It is this. This is the sweat that drips down a shoulder blade in the moss of hair. This is it, swimming. This is the glass eye of a song that crew awake a lingering thing. What this might mean is swimming, lingering. That's really not my surprise. This next one doesn't really have a name.
Untitled?
Yes, if you want to call it untitled. No, a name never came to it, I think. Flick patter, consecrate, of spray scatter, illuminate, louse damped, monuments of corrosive, lunar lit, shush shouting, gastronome of cestinic paragraph, shade speckled, decadent countenance of geograph, elationized, fumigants of remorsified history, protofracted. This one is a little bit longer, so it's like two measures in a glass, I suppose. And it's called Couch Dreamed Schemas, and I don't really know what to say about it, but it's see for yourselves. Panegyric, aleatoric position play of notables. Pan-plenary separation of ideologues. Penny pincher drinker scuttered. Fiddle piston couch dreamed schemas. Corrosive, co-in relative. Middle kissed, interact, jam locked, door intersect. Panic fused wire slips. Vista planed, flatten stance. Compriel, meniscence. Madrigold pirouette. Mortuary concomitant inflex, talk space, presence personified, polarized. The egregory is implement. This selective of image flick, innocuave, calipers that consecrate my screen picks and cursory commendate my choice, cross, double click. Emanate and then exponential thematize, world deputative, explicate the palimpsite. Castigate the impress, clause parapet, candor incalcitrant. Effervesce lost is meditative. This next one is called A Brief History of Ireland, version 136, and basically it's a combination of lines plucked from page 136 of my various history books of Ireland and so on, and some poetry pieces and things, and yeah, it actually managed to come together, and I was quite surprised that it did, and has developed over time a kind of narrative feel to it, which I wasn't expecting when I initially set out upon the project. So, yeah, this is kind of the large bottle of stout amongst tonight's pieces. So this is A Brief History of Ireland, version 136. I was a policeman myself before I was a judge, for the skeptic, that delicate creature that fell capsized. Bird followed through. Bird shrills followed the men through the smoky morning woods. He did nothing unusual that stands full low on his bower walls. Who need be afraid of the merge? There, about churchmen. There are about 300 churchmen in the regiment, and physicians of yesteryear were fled, despite a flattering supposition to the contrary. The met vicious. The message met with initial vicious resistance, not to threaten death and destruction, the earth when Adam and first matron Eve wouldst detect, conceal. Wouldst easily detect what I conceal, with blackest insurrection to confound, struck again with more gruesome murders. She, careless appearance. She got careless with her appearance, her bulky figure in a shawl and skirt, for the intensity of feeling upon her face. Much of this interpretation of rural history remains valid, that has such a harness, as I told you. What an odd and wonderful January gathering in a farmer's wagon. Neighbours there, out. Neighbours in their yards came out, yet it was the Germans who had expected the worst, against the omnipotent to raise in arms. Of and needs, of day and night, which needs not thy belief, pitched about Seacombe and the neighbouring plain, out of the corner of my eye I looked at Lazard, to this repeatedly. To achieve this, the paper repeatedly counselled, individual ability was relevant only, it is far more likely that we forget trivial impressions. Of physical lost. Of our physical powers hath lost us, the infernal power in one day to have made the next witness was. Press, beer, ailed. Pressed the beer out of ailed age. It needs very insensitive people to administer it, knowing a simultaneous attack on Chester Castle. Thee alone something. The titles alone are worth something. Educational standards and opportunities to avoid the one who stood near us every week, preferring to then. Preferring piety to God, you then remember. I was a policeman myself before I was a judge. Somehow that seemed a despicable occupation for the sceptic, that delicate creature is all too easily frightened. This was, that fell capsized, that grand canal yielded no body up, and my curiosity burst. Bird shrills followed the men through the smoky morning woods. Apart from a wonderful left-handed catch in the slips, he did nothing unusual that stands full low on his bower walls. His fundamental genetic point is contained in the following abridged quotation. In my train seat I renounce my power, so that I do live, I will die. Who need be afraid of the merge? There are about 300 churchmen in the regiment. The crypto-Jewish scientists, mathematicians and physicians of yesteryear were fled. We landed nice as you please on the grass. This was to prevent my forgetting, despite a flattering supposition to the contrary. People come readily to terms with power. The message met with initial vicious resistance. He offered one fine confidence not to threaten death and destruction. Again, he would mention other such reasons for talking to you. The antipodes here have been moved very much within the ambit of Rome. The earth, when Adam and first matron Eve would easily detect what I conceal, with thicket overgrown, grotesque and wild, with blackest insurrection to confound, all heaven and in the blessed spirits elect, struck again with more gruesome murders. She got careless with her appearance. Very seemly she reached for her food. Her bulky figure in a shawl and skirt might have been comic were it not for the intensity of feeling upon her face. Slumbered at last in one sweet, deep, heartbroken close. Where did they spring from in evolution? Much of this interpretation of rural Irish history remains valid, especially in terms of the transformation of the class structure that has such a harness, as I told you. His mouth said it because he immediately wanted to say it. I have circled the house three times. What an odd and wonderful January gathering in a farmer's wagon. Neighbours in their yards came out to watch the strange, intense black man, yet it was the Germans who had expected the worst, so all was cleared into the field they haste against the omnipotent to raise in arms. Of day and night, which needs not thy belief, take this, this psalm from me, burst from my hand in a day some pitched about Seacombe and the neighbouring plain, even impoverished and semi-literate Portugal appeared to be doing rather better. Teach me the way, I will repent. Out of the corner of my eye, I looked at Lazard. To achieve this, the paper repeatedly counselled, it would be necessary for the violence of the assassins to be met head on. Individual ability was relevant only when it connected collectively. It is far more likely that we forget trivial impressions without any active engagement. Of our physical powers hath lost us heaven and all this mighty host. The infernal powers in one day to have made insiders confirm this impression of Armstrong. The next witness was the Duchess's cook, who pressed the beer out of ailed age, out of the nettle of rashness. It needs very insensitive people to administer it, and the two parted at the gate of the churchyard, knowing a simultaneous attack on Chester Castle had been attempted, screaming, "The titles alone are worth something." James Craig genuinely wished to improve educational standards and opportunities. I spent years on the North Bank trying to avoid the one who stood near us every week. Distinctive graphology is also an important feature of NetSpeak. Too low a chair, for example, can cause a twisted hand position, which inhibits finger movement and thus prevents the formation of a free cursive style. Preferring piety to God, you then remember 1943 was the 50th anniversary of the Gaelic League. All of this is described in part one of The Conquest of Ireland. Thank you.